felt good. Practice is practice, so it's good to come out and compete higher level. Felt good.
What's as far as the old offense against the new one you guys are installing now, what are the major differences to you? What are the major challenges as far as executing?
With this new offense, I feel a little bit easier to learn because when I came in here as a freshman, it was a lot harder to learn that old offense. And it mixes the ball around more, I think, and it just kind of flows better, more consistent. So it just works better. At this point, I think it's doing pretty good.
How do you feel about where guys are at executing the offense?
We're getting there. I think Coach Bowen said we made some good strides in the spring. I think we did too. We got some stuff to work on in the summer. Hopefully got some guys to stick around up here, work hard, and get ready for the fall.
What's the competition been like for the new offensive coordinator and your system? Has there been kind of increased competition? Guys who have like taken take spots or guys struggle a little bit?
Yeah, and there's a lot of freshmen that are talented too, so they kind of saw what we were last season and felt like they could prove what they can do. So, yeah, there's definitely some kids that are stepping up, but our seniors are doing great. Older guys are doing great, good leaders, so it's good competition all around.
What's it been like head coaching experience coming to Paris? What's it been like to see him come in and adjust and how you guys adjust to that?
Well, he's away from his family, so he's doing a great job, I think. He's really organized. He's on top of everything. He's fair. I think he's doing a great job. I think everyone's responding well to him. And so far, I really like where we're going.
What about using the tight end and fullback a little bit? What about introducing those parts to your offense?
That just brings another dynamic to what you can do. Instead of just one look, we can go under center. We have two tight ends. We can just mix it up more, confuse defenses more, just a little bit more diversity there. So.
Well, when I first came in, I was originally a linebacker. But Coach said I'd be a backer that can block and open up holes for our tight ends, which is our ace back. And I enjoy blocking and also punching the ball in for a couple yards. And I just like blocking, and scoring just to get that, Not many people say they like blocking, but I do. But, the transformation for fullback, the coaches was very, very very helpful. Coach Curtis, Coach Pierce, and I like our new offensive coordinator. He just got all the pieces that we need to make this football team better than what it was in the past.
Did you have any reservations about going to the offensive side of the ball? I mean, had you had much experience, like in high school, carrying the ball and blocking and stuff?
In high school I played tailback, fullback, and they called me the L train, and so I played linebacker, running back for a few years, so it was nice. Only thing I gotta do is just clean up my technique and hold the ball close, elbow tucked in. It felt good. My twin brother was in there. When I scored, it means a lot to us, me and my brother Spence and that, but it felt good. My coach said off of 15, go off the outside guard leg, and I did just that, and I cut it just slightly, and I just, went upfield, and when I saw grass, I knew it was good, and our line did a good job, and I love my line, they cool.
We're
getting there. We not where we want to be, but we can always, improve. And I believe that we need to. Coach Bowden want us a fast tempo. We not there yet. We slowly, but we gonna get there. We doing good. First week was Curry. What the hell you doing? But yeah, but we better than what it was. Yeah, but like Coach Pierce said, we just got to clean up. Now we know what we're doing. We got to execute it and just, like, full blast, you know. So, you know, yeah, that's the answer to your question. Yeah.
Well, for both of you guys, what about, you know, the attitude of the team? You know, it had a tough year last year, but it seems like guys are working hard in the winter, guys are working hard this spring, like guys are going to work hard this summer. What have you guys seen, Rob, starting with you, about the attitude of the team and kind of refocusing and kind of keeping this thing turned around?
Yeah, last year was nobody wants to be a part of anything like that, so. Naturally, everyone's just kind of, nobody wants to be where we were. We got to completely transform 180 to what we can do. Older guys, some of them are out right now, like Chad and Matt, but other old seniors are stepping up, good leaders. So I think everyone's attitude is going into the summer and the spring. I think hopefully we get a little more people up here than last summer. We didn't have that many up here last summer. So that'll be big because we need to work on some things. But I feel like we're good attitude.
Yeah, I agree with him. I mean, we turned it up. Coach Bell is our strength and conditioning coach, and he basically started, you know, the whole process of changing, which coming up with a motto for the team, and it's buy in, sell out. And we have dog tags that represent, you know, what we believe in, and, you know, we just, you know, we've been stepping up, training. It's been hard, you know, and I just like our, you know, attitude from last year. Last year was pretty rough, man. You see, people just, you know, we wasn't together as a team for the most part. And, you know, it was rough. I mean, if you keep on losing, then, you know, the team, you know, slowly, you know, go apart. But this year, I think Coach Pierce, Bell, Curtis, Bowden, Revelette, Coach Revelette, you know, they doing all a good job. And, you know, putting teams, trying to make the team more, you know, together and play as well as with each other. So it's better than last year. That's all I can say.
Yeah, we got rid of some guys that.
Yeah, that was bringing our program down, and I mean, but we also lost a few players that could have helped this team, but they didn't make the smart decisions, and Coach Pierce had to make a decision that was best for the team. So, I mean, we had to get rid of the bad eggs to get the good eggs. That's what my mom said. She did. That's it.
Thanks, guys.
For sure.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, no doubt.